This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's immunization drive, a commitment to universal vaccine coverage and health equity. The participants are Dr. N.K. Arora, member, National Technical Advisory Group on Immunization, and Nishit Kumar, anchor.
World Immunization Day is observed annually on November 10th, and it aims to raise awareness about the vital role vaccines play in preventing infectious diseases and protecting public health. It is one of the most effective and cost-efficient interventions for controlling and eradicating diseases, saving millions of lives globally. And the theme of this year's event is emphasizes on vaccine for all, protecting communities and building health equity. And to discuss more about it, especially in the Indian context, we are privileged to have with us in our studios Dr. N.K. Arora, member, National Technical Group on Immunization. Dr. Arora, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, sir, for inviting me.
Dr. Arora, first up, we'd like to know that immunization that we all know can arrest the spread of diseases. But speaking specifically of India, what are the programs that the government has taken up in this direction?
First of all, I must tell you a couple of basic facts. The Indian immunization program has the widest coverage of any program beyond health also. So any government program also does not have as much coverage as immunization program. Number two, India produces world's largest quantity of vaccines. We are the largest manufacturer. And in this world, out of every three vaccine doses, two vaccines are manufactured in India. It's a matter of great right. Third thing is that during last 10 years, our immunization coverage has moved from 62-63% from 2014 to 2024, it is over 90%. It's about 92-93% coverage where children are completely immunized. Now, this example is being used globally as how such a heterogeneous country with wide geographical variations, accessibility issues, different type of communities, but we have been able to achieve this. And this is because there has been a focus on immunization at the highest level. Plus at the program level, the supply system has become technologically supported so that there is no stockouts in the periphery. Manpower is available and over 110 to 120,000 immunization centers are organized at any time. Now, this is world's largest immunization program. So it's a matter of great pride that what we have achieved, particularly during last 10 years.
Absolutely. Dr. Arora, India's public health mission, as you rightly mentioned, is acknowledged worldwide for its comprehensive coverage and, of course, efficacy as well. We saw how during the COVID-19 pandemic, India exported vaccines to countries far and wide, earning the sobriquet pharmacy of the world, actually. So how did we even achieve this milestone and what are the challenges that we faced during this time?
If you're asking about COVID, so COVID had uniqueness of several types. One, that all these years, the universal immunization program is going on since 1978. So it's almost 50 years, next 46 years. But the important point during COVID was that adults were to be immunized, and that is for the first time. And we had to immunize almost a billion population. And that was to be done at a rapid pace. So we had learned from our experience from routine immunization. We had learned from our polio immunization program where we have eradicated in 2011. We learned from our measles program. As a result, and many of us do not realize, in polio program, in 1 week, we immunize 17 crore children. That means every day, 2.5 crore children can be immunized. And this was the philosophy that during COVID, immunization centers were set up. That experience was leveraged. The second thing which was done is that we knew that there will be people who will be anti-vaccine. There will be rumors. There will be misinformation. So proactively, a social mobilization campaign was also started. Third thing was that an IT platform, Covin, was established. And all this preparation started in 2020 April onwards. There was no vaccine at that time. But on 15th, 16th January, the vaccination program started. And there were people in this world, as well as some people in naysayers in our country who said, we'll take 15 years. And in 15 months, we immunized 1 billion
right.
population.
Absolutely.
And 2.3 billion doses were given. This country can now has the capacity and the confidence to do whatever they want.
We are joined in, Dr. Arora, by our Nagaland correspondent, Sunyu now. Now, Sunyu, according to the latest WHO UNICEF estimates, India has successfully reduced the number of zero-dose children to 1.1 million in 2022 from 2.7 million in 2021, covering an additional 1.6 million children with life-saving vaccination. While this is very much commendable, a high proportion of zero-dose children are in the northeastern states, that is 17.8% in Meghalaya, 15.8% in Nagaland, 14.5% in Mizoram, and 13.4% in Arunachal Pradesh. Now, Asunyo, what could be the reason for this gap and what steps are being taken there?
Yes, Nishit, you have rightly pointed out that this is concerning for the state, that the state health departments, despite continuous efforts to reach out to the communities and improve the immunization rates. As you have said, 15.8% of the children who have missed their vaccination, health department, state health department is also working towards in reducing that gap and aims to bring down the aid to zero in the next few months. Having said this, there are several factors that contribute to the low immunization coverage in Nagaland, now including geographical barriers. As you all know, that Nagaland is a hilly terrain and remote areas, which makes it difficult for the healthcare workers to reach out to communities, especially those in hard to access locations. So there is also logistical challenges, such as difficulty in vaccine storages, transportations and supply chains management, further hampering immunization efforts, particularly in rural or isolated regions. Another could be the cultural and religious beliefs. So in some of the communities here, traditional beliefs and religious practices may discourage vaccinations, so leading to hesitancies and or refusal to immunize children. There has also been improvement in health sectors, but there is also still a need for better healthcare facilities in Nagaland, like, for example, trained personnel and equipment to provide consistent and widespread immunization coverage. For example, we need timely capacity buildings, refresher courses for the healthcare workers is also the need of the hour. So despite the health department's efforts in sensitizing and organizing various awareness campaigns, there has been often seen a gap in knowledge about the importance of immunization, misinformation or lack of information, particularly concerning adverse event following immunization. It is in abbreviated form, it's called AEFIS. Here, out of fear, most parents do not follow up their children doses. Now, this has also led to contributing to low immunization rates. However, when we consider the state headcount, the immunization coverage in Nagaland currently stands at 91%, while under WHO's concurrent monitoring, it is 86%. This shows that until a new census is conducted, Nagaland will continue to project right. figures based on the 2011 data. So having said all this, the department is, as have I said earlier, the department is continuously keeping its efforts to reach out to the young parents to right. make them immunize their children. Here, the state government is also doing as much as right. they can, but the data of 2011 census continue to be a problem for the state.
Thank you so much, Asunyo, for your valuable inputs. Thank you so much. Coming back, Dr. Arora, Mission Indradhanush, launched in December 2014, has been one of the most ambitious and strategic initiative by the government of India at increasing full immunization coverage for children. Now we even hear of the intensified Mission Indradhanush. Tell us more about that.
I was hearing, and I echo what exactly Dr. Asunyo from Nagaland was saying, that a lot of children are left out. Mm-hmm. And so-called zero-dose children, and also who are partially immunized, because they after AEFI, if a child is left. So to catch up this, there is this strategy of Mission Indradhanush. So all the children in 2014, up to the age of 2 years, who were left out with any vaccine dose, they were given the vaccine. But since then, we have had 5 such cycles, and the last cycle was in 23-24. And in 23-24, which is intensive Mission Indradhanush 5.0, the age was expanded up to 5 years. And one of the major reasons was that this measles coverage has to be expanded, because the country has committed to eradicate measles by 2026, just 2 more years. And this is now cited again as a global example, as a what is called exemplar or a good practice, that you can catch up and improve the population immunity by this strategy. It is also called periodic intensification of routine immunization. Mm-hmm. So Mission Indradhanush is a great example of another thing which has happened. I was hearing from Nagaland that there are issues with delivery of the vaccine, issues of reach, yes, logistics and access. And in Mission Indradhanush, besides immunizing those left out, the other component of Mission Indradhanush is to strengthen our health system.
Right.
So that all these gaps and the weaknesses are also patched up. People are trained, additional training and reorientation is done. So overall, this is a more comprehensive program and which has happened during 5 cycles during last 10 years. And as a result, today, as I said, we are 92% to 93% children are completely immunized. Right. And zero doser overall in the country is around 6%. So this is something which is, I hope that we will be able to eradicate measles because of various strategies. But I must again go back that there is very high priority given to immunization program at the highest level and at the ministry level.
Now moving from Northeast to, if we talk about the southern states, especially Kerala and Lakshadweep, they have really kind of done wonders with the vaccination program. And to tell us more about it, we are joined in by our Kerala correspondent, Mayusha. Well, Mayusha, what are the reasons for a high rate of immunization in the state and what are the challenges faced and how were they overcome? Lakshadweep has topped in the full immunization coverage. Can you tell us more about the reasons for the high percentage in the Union Territory?
Kerala has made a significant progress towards comprehensive immunization coverage. The state's full immunization coverage as on last year stands at around 85.40%. Kerala society has been historically shown a generally a proactive approach towards immunization and vaccination drives. The state's higher literacy rate and robust healthcare infrastructure, including the public healthcare system, definitely would have facilitated this. Further, various governmental and non-governmental agencies have also played a very important role in sensitization and awareness efforts, which has brought down the issues such as vaccine hesitancy. Programs such as Mission Indradhanush has played a very important role, especially covering in those geographical areas that were lagging behind, like in Kerala, the places like Malappuram district, where there is a very high vaccine hesitancy. So Mission Indradhanush has played a very major role there. And when it comes to the challenges persisting in Kerala, it include the non-uniformity in immunization coverage, including geographical and social disparities. So the efforts are being initiated to overcome these challenges and to attain the full coverage. Nishit, in case of Lakshadweep, it has topped India's full vaccination coverage statistics. Lakshadweep, like Kerala, has a conducive social environment for immunization program, and the small size of the Union Territory's population, the population is less, had also made it easy to streamline the immunization initiatives. The geographical scattering of the islands and the accessibility difficulties have been overcome by various dedicated efforts towards immunization. In Kerala as well as Lakshadweep, the sensitization programs conducted by the government and other agencies like NGOs, media, education system, etc. had played a very important role. Progress in socio-economic indicators might have also played a very important role in this high immunization figures from these regions.
Thank you very much, Mayusha, for your inputs. Dr. Arora, what are the more focus areas which we still need to look into, and what are the diseases, given the dynamic nature and the changing world that we live in day in and day out, which needs proper attention and, of course, immunization?
One is India is rapidly moving into a technology-based documentation of those children who are getting immunized and those who are missed out, how to follow them up through the program called UWIN. The second thing is we are waiting very eagerly that our adolescent girls, 9 to 14-year-old girl, get HPV vaccine, which is prevention against cervical cancer. Women, it is very painful. And there are rapidly new vaccine trials are going on. And particularly, I am sure our audience will be interested in the dengue vaccine, because dengue during outbreaks cause a lot of human life damage, as well as a lot of hospitalizations and cost of healthcare. I think over next few years, India would have its own dengue vaccine and our children as well as adults will be able to get this vaccine.
Thank you very much, Dr. Arora, for having joined in our studios and having enlightened our listeners with so much of pearls of wisdom. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on India's immunization drive, a commitment to universal vaccine coverage and health equity. The participants were Dr. N.K. Arora, member, National Technical Advisory Group on Immunization, and Nishit Kumar, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.